Anyway, Mark, if you don't mind, I'd like to get straight into it. I know you have a lot of good information that you want to share today. So I'd like to just kind of start off with this first question. Okay, so Mark, right now, as we're recording this, obviously the coronavirus is going around the world, and a lot of business owners are starting to panic, wondering how they're going to hold on. And I know that one of the best ways to make the most out of these, tough economic periods is to count a lot on the relationships you've already sort of built with existing customers. So, Mark, can you give my audience a sample of how and why these companies should build an offline database fairly quickly, even if for, whatever reason, they're not using any type of paid opt-in email marketing service strategies?
Excellent question, and I'm glad you asked it, Coach. And yes, here's my advice to any offline retailer service provider. I don't care how large your organization is, I don't care how small it is. The first thing you should do is create a free drawing. Pardon me, free drawing, in case you didn't hear that, my voice kind of dropped. And here's why. Your customers, my customers, all over the world, everybody likes something free, especially something of valuable. Let me give you a really simple example. Now, the example I'm going to use is a retail furniture concern. Now, if you're thinking, oh, wait a minute, this is out of my budget, don't. It's the concept, not the specific example. So let's say you run a single location, a major retail furniture store, and let's say you got competitors who have multiple stores, but you're getting daily customers just like they are. So in the middle of the store, you put this big, giant, Stevie Wonder couldn't miss it type display, and it says free drawing. And Coach, I'm going to come back later on and hook another powerful cash flow generating strategy with this. But for now, let's focus on this. So imagine this. You walk into this furniture store, unbeknownst to you, there's a big giant display in the middle of the store, big giant signs saying enter our free drawing today. And the grand first grand prize is a $10,000 master bedroom set. Now, whatever that entails, the point is for that type of prize, you best believe your customers are going to want to take part in it, right? More
Yeah,
likely.
of course.
So, exactly. Let's say it's going to be 90 days out because you want to build this huge list. Now, first of all, let's say you're not using email for whatever reason. It would be a lot easier with email. But, and that's the other thing, if you're an online business, you need to hook up a free drawing or something that you give away free. And it's got to be extremely time sensitive, ladies and gentlemen, meaning you don't go on forever. This is an extremely limited event. And if they want to take part in it, they've got to get involved or they miss out. So let's fast forward. Let's say it's 90 days out and you got, customers both hands jumping in. Now here's the game plan. First of all, only one person can win the grand prize.
Right.
Let's say 3,000 of your customers over a 90-day period or 1,000, doesn't matter, 500, whatever the actual number is, they join. Two things. Number one, if you're an offline business, look into mobile marketing. Here's why. The average mobile marketing message is opened within 3 minutes of it being sent. Coach, I don't think any of us are going to sit here who are online marketers and say, maybe if you're a guru, Tony Robbins or somebody, the average email message we send, especially if they're pre-written, is not going to be open within 3 minutes of being sent.
Yeah,
Right? Would you
absolutely.
agree with that?
Absolutely. But just to stop and clarify for a second, you're talking about SMS when you talk about mobile messaging, right? Like text messaging?
Yes,
Okay, that's what I thought.
and I was going to say, because if you're not doing email, that would be your best bet, because A, the people will open it just like they open messages that they get from friends and family members super fast. But here's the other thing. You're going to announce at the end, say the 91st day, who the grand first prize winner is. Now, let's say I just want to push this out as far as I can to get your mind into the right mindset. Let's say you had 3,000 people in there. You mean to tell me one person out of 3,000 wins the grand prize? What do we do with the other 2,999? We don't
Yeah.
blow them off. Okay, it's my point. You send them a congratulations, even though you weren't the first grand prize winner, You have one, an incredibly valuable, time-sensitive second grand prize, which consists of, and this is two parts. I cover this a little further later on, but here's the first part of it. A, and I'm just making this up, you know, furniture has a huge markup for a lot of reasons.
Right.
But here's the gist of it. Let's say you'll say for the next 72 hours only, when you come back to the store, and in this case, we've sent them postcards. If you know, if you don't have mobile marketing, that's why I said it'd be a lot less expensive. But let's say you got to use snail mail postcards and mail these out. Then you're going to have to, you know, pay typesetting and postage at the time you do this. Long story short, here's the hook. You say you give them 20% off any purchase, say up to $1,000 or $1,500, whatever you want to do. However, simply for dragging a semi-qualified guest back with them who's at least 18, they get 40% off any purchase up to $1,500. What's going to happen is I guarantee you X amount of those people who decide to come back are going to drag somebody with them. And this right. works just like the upsell strategy. And if you guys are not familiar with upselling, think about the coach, the tried and true example of you walk into McDonald's and you say, I'll have a quarter pounder with cheese and a strawberry shake. And the cashier automatically comes back and says, would you like fries with that? Right. And for the same cost to get you and I into McDonald's or Burger King or whoever's using this concept, a certain percentage of us say yes. And coach, now let me put a little twist on the would you like fries for that? McDonald's was one of the first companies to figure out how to leverage their upsell. You know, say, what are you talking about, Mark? They also come back with when they say, would you like fries with that? You say yes, they say, supersize you. They just got you to spend the highest amount on the fries for no additional cost. That's what you need to be doing in your retail or service business, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope, Coach, I didn't stumble over that too much, that is crystal clear. You're going to have a first grand prize winner. Everybody else is a second grand prize winner. And if they drag a friend, they get an extra savings or an extra bonus. And let me just, I didn't really cover this concept here, but let me kind of put this in perspective so you understand in case you're thinking, okay, well, where does the money come from, Mark? You've got to know your average ideal customers, what we call lifetime customer value. And since I use a retail furniture store, let's say the average customer is going to stay with them between 5 to 7 years, some less, some more. Their average is going to be over that time somewhere like $1,500 to $10,000, just depending on who the customer is, you know, where they come from, you know, what part of the city and town and whatever their profession is. So you've got, and obviously all of that, all of that spread isn't gross profit. There's some cost in there, but by and large, they're looking at anywhere from 55 to 65% gross profit. So there's plenty of spread in there. And if we had the time, ladies and gentlemen, James and I will really blow your mind with some of the stuff you could do. But for now, hopefully, Coach, I hope I made the point that you build your own database, especially if you're offline. And this way here, you can always contact your best ideal prospects and customers. And if you're using mobile, as opposed to having to do typesetting and postcards, snail mail postcards, and waiting 2 or 3 days for them to come out, go out and then find out which ones bounce back because the person has moved and all that. If you've got them in your mobile database or email marketing, it's going to be a whole lot simpler and a whole lot less expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up the point about the profit margins in particular, because I'd imagine some people who kind of don't grasp the full picture would think, okay, wow, you know, giving away $10,000 or whatever is a lot of money I don't necessarily have to give up. But at the same time, you know, when you give away a $10,000 product, it's not actually costing you, the company, $10,000. You know, like you said, you obviously get the products much cheaper to give away. Not to mention the fact that the secondary prize winners, you're still, you know, making a profit off of them with a 20% discount too.
Exactly.
Let alone the lifetime value of all the new customers that come in through bringing a friend and whatnot. So it's really,
absolutely,
you know, this way to kind of explode your referrals without really having to give up all that much money. And, you know, it's just this one time fee too, not even considering the entire back end.